Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jim Ryan is our ABC News correspondent covering these ransomware attacks that seem to be popping up everywhere. The latest, Jim, is that they're going after public school systems?
Public school districts, yeah. By the way, was that Kraftwerk? My goodness, I haven't heard them in 35 years.
You got it.
Well, yeah, remember a couple of months ago in Riviera Beach, Florida, the entire city computer system was essentially taking control. The hackers from somewhere, we don't know exactly where they were, had encrypted all the data at Riviera Beach City offices. You know, so the police department, the fire department, the whole city hall, and the email system was shut down because of this. Riviera Beach ended up going ahead and paying something like a $650,000 ransom. Now, granted, a lot of that came out of insurance money, but the ransom was demanded and was paid in Bitcoin. It's essentially untraceable. We're hearing more and more about communities, about school districts that are falling victim to this. Baltimore refused to pay the ransom, and now it's paying something like, it was a $750,000 ransom. They've paid something like $18 million to try to get back all the data they lost without paying that ransom. So you can see there is a profit motive out there, and increasingly, school districts are falling victim to this as well. Syracuse, New York, a pretty good example of that. They've had to pay a ransom in order to get back their data.
So why do you think that the hackers have decided to turn towards municipalities and divisions of municipalities? Is it because the governments have been slack at getting defensive mechanisms on their computers, or it's hard for them to find the money to put in those defenses the way a private business would?
Yes and yes. Yes, and small businesses as well are targeted for this because they don't have the kind of resources that a bigger business would. So school districts, whose budgets are always tight, they're trying to hire teachers, not really focused as much as they probably should be on cybersecurity. And so they make a fairly easy target. And yes, they do end up approving this. They're publicly run, and the school boards often get skittish about this and go ahead and pay the ransom to get back the data. So, yeah, and this does point, I think, to many of the measures that can be taken to prevent this kind of thing, John. That includes basic security hygiene. In other words, running daily backups. You train your staff on cybersecurity and keeping your malware updated, for heaven's sake, and active so that your computers are protected, at least in some small way, from this kind of attack.
You know, it's weird. At our company that owns the radio station, it's been drummed into our head, be very careful what you click on. You know,
sure.
Once we're off the air and we go in the office, don't click on something that looks fishy. So yesterday, Jim, I got an email that says email password expiry notification. Yep. And I thought, expiry? That's not an American. That's not one of our guys who puts that. And then our tech guy had to put out another notice saying that whatever company manages our stuff, that's the word they used. I was thinking this must be some British guy who's sitting there with a monocle on who's typing. But is that the vulnerability? Is one dumb employee or not even dumb, well-meaning employee who clicks on a link and then suddenly the bad guys are in?
Yeah, I'll tell you finally that in Riviera Beach, it was a police officer who accidentally clicked on a link in an email. Boom, the whole system gets seized, John.
Unbelievable. Well, it's good that we're getting the warning. Maybe we can prevent it from happening somewhere around here. Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent, I appreciate it very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.